Activist Sitlhomo Tshwanelang mobilized the protests over alleged corruption within state enterprises. He says more demonstrations are on the way and that the new government must prosecute anyone who stole public funds. He says, "We want change. We will die for those changes. We'll make sure that the changes occur. We'll see to it that things are done accordingly in our country." Tshwanelang further says, "There's a lot of corruption in government institutions." Mutswari Mohopane is an investigator for Botswana's Directorate on Corruption and Economic Crime. He says his office has seen an increase in the number of reported cases of corruption.
Of course, we are having a problem of corruption in the country. This is reflected by the number of cases we receive and also under investigations. So the report shows an increase in the number of cases that we receive. There is that need to actually sharpen our swords and fight the corruption.
President Boko says there will be an audit of the state coffers to see if any corruption occurred. His government has reported the country is broke. Boko told new members of cabinet Monday that under his administration there will be no room for corruption.
There will be no corruption. First, because I expect that we will uphold the highest standards. But secondly, and more critically, we will put in place very robust institutions and practices that will ensure that there is no corruption, because we have to do this. So that even as we police ourselves, we must always know there are institutions and structures that are exerting influence and providing oversight and ensuring that we all stay on the straight and narrow.
Boko took office on November 1 after his party, the Umbrella for Democratic Change, defeated the Botswana Democratic Party, which had ruled the country since independence in 1966. Boko's predecessor, Mokgweetsi Masisi, maintains he has not been involved in any illegal activity and will avail himself for questioning in case of any investigation against his former administration. Kondisi Dube, VOA News, Gaborone, Botswana.